Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Rock of Ages is the grand name of one of Vermont's oldest quarrying operations. The company started quarrying granite in 1880, and it's been excavating the same site outside of Barrie ever since. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, the granite industry was a huge job generator and social force in the region. And for the last 90 years, the Rock of Ages Corporation has been inviting visitors to see what they're up to. I stopped by to get a tour the other day from Todd Patton, the Director of Visitor Services. We started at the top of a hill overlooking the quarry. It was a dizzying look down to the bottom. Visitors can see the cuts in this deep, solid stone where it's been removed in slabs over the years. At the bottom of the quarry, groundwater has been allowed to seep in, and the dust from the granite has colored it a solid turquoise color, like the color of a glacial lake. This is kind of amazing looking.
It's quite a large site, isn't it? It's called the Depot Quarry. It's an older method of quarrying. You can say it's a large cavernous hole and very, very deep.
How long can you continue to quarry the stone here? When would it run out?
They've been quarrying continuously on this site since 1880. The deposit of granite here is called a pluton, and it's been measured using sound technology. MIT measured the deposit at approximately 4 miles long. It varies somewhat in width, but about 2 miles on average wide. It's about 10 miles thick, and at current recovery rates, there's another 4,500 years worth of stone in the ground.
That'll make the company quite old.
Yes, it will. I should be probably retired and in Florida by then.
Looking here at where a lot of this stone has been quarried, it's this light, lovely, grayish sort of vanilla-colored stone, and then there are these streaks in it. And in some places you can see that it's almost brown and black. So is that a lower quality, or is that a characteristic that is desired in this stone?
The gray color that you're seeing is the true color of the stone. Now, this is one solid mass of stone, but it has joints or cracks in it. Wherever there's a crack or a joint, groundwater finds its way in. As you can imagine, the water here is very hard because it percolates through a lot of stone. And so the trace minerals evaporate onto the side, and minerals like manganese turn black as they're oxidized or exposed to oxygen. And that's the streaking that you see. But it doesn't penetrate into the stone. They just clean that right up, and the stone is perfectly usable.
It's really beautiful, even just in its natural state.
Barrie granite is one of the finest gray granites yet discovered anywhere in the world. It's actually technically not a granite, but a close cousin called a granodiorite. And that's important for us because it has a very uniform texture and a grain that is tighter than a true granite. And we are able to cut very tiny detail into it. So it's excellent for statuary. And it's also a stone that weathers very, very well. It has enough quartz so it's very hard, but not too much so that it's brittle. And it takes on some moisture, as all stone does, but it releases it quickly, so it weathers very well in a freeze-thaw environment like Vermont.
We got in Patton's truck to get away from the noise of the quarrying operation and headed down towards the visitor center. When it was at its heyday, how many people were working in the quarries here?
I would say probably in 1900, in all of the quarries, there were probably 3,500 or 3,600 men. And there probably would have been as many in the factories in Barrie at that time. So it was a major producer. The factories are where they would take the raw blocks of granite from the quarry and fabricate them into goods, primarily in Barrie cemetery memorials because of the quality of the stone and statuary.
How many quarries are left here now, and are there any factories?
Today, Rock of Ages is now the only quarry. In about 1900, there were some close to 70 quarries here, most of them small operations, most of which consolidated over time. Today, Rock of Ages is the only quarry, and we operate two large quarries here in Barrie. At one time, in 1900, there were probably more than 100 manufacturers, maybe as many as 120 in Barrie. Today, of course, Rock of Ages is a manufacturer. And then, I don't know the exact number today, but I would say they're probably in the vicinity of 25 or 26 manufacturers in the Barrie area today.
So shall we go into the visitor center and chat in a nice,
absolutely,
quiet place?
Yes.
So what is this room that we're in now?
This is a closing room. This is for the memorial side of the business. And Vermonters, who, of course, have a memorial need, come. and they sit with a counselor in this room. He'll show them designs, talk to them about their loved one, the interests of their loved one, to design a personalized memorial for them.
So that's still a robust part of the Granite business, is the memorial business?
It certainly is.
I would have thought that the business would be going down with so many more cremations and changes in the funeral industry.
The industry is in transition rather than in decline, because memorialization is still very popular with many. Others are being cremated, but oftentimes families have found that they want a place to have closure or have a place that they can come back to remember. And so memorials are still quite popular, even with those who have chosen cremation.
When you say transition, not decline, is that like communication speak?
No. I mean, we are in transition, because as we move from traditional memorials, we have to broaden what we offer, and we do all sorts of cremation memorials as well, both for families and as cemeteries are getting fuller, particularly in cities. Then we do very large cremation memorials that hold many, multiple urns, you know, for families.
How do you see this industry having shaped the community as it is today?
Well, the industry has been part of the culture here in Barrie for 200 years now. The original folks who saw the Granite originally, they were Native Americans. There was an important migration trail through here called the Coos Trail, and they used the stone in limited ways. When white settlers came, most of them were subsistence farmers, so the stone, not so appealing, but they farmed around it as best they could. But as more and more people came, they realized, farming's not so good, and there's a lot of stone here. Let's dig it. So they started to make grinding wheels for the grist mills in New England, Eastern Canada, paving stones called cobbles. And so that brought people into this area to begin with. But the industry did remain very localized prior to the U.S. Civil War, because the stone was so hard and so it was difficult to cut with hand tools. And because it's so heavy, it was difficult to transport with animal power. But once the rail and steam cutting equipment came into being in the 1870s here in Barrie, that opened up a broad market. And when it did, in the last quarter of the 19th and the first two decades of the 20th centuries, people came from all over the world seeking jobs. The Scots came from Aberdeen. Then the Northern Italians came. They had lots of experience cutting both marble and granite. We had Swedes and Finns and Norwegians and Spanish, and then the French Canadians who came as well with all of their skills. And they brought not only their stone cutting skills, but of course they brought their language, and they brought their foods, and they brought their cultures. And so many of those things still exist in Barrie today, with the very active Scottish Society, the Mutual Club, which is an Italian social society, and the French Canadian Club.
We've also seen, though, a decline in industry in Barrie over the years. And, you know, some people worry about Barrie's downtown, that there are still empty storefronts. And we see that throughout this country in places where there was an industry, whether it's mill towns in parts of Massachusetts or other places around the Northeast, or the Rust Belt in other parts of the country. Do you see that here in Barrie, that because there's been, as you say, a transition in the industry, but certainly over time, a consolidation, fewer workers working in the industry, that it's had a negative impact on this community?
I don't think the granite industry has had a negative impact at all. I think it's been a great source of employment for many years. Now, it's true that both Rock of Ages and all of the other manufacturers employ fewer people today because of the change in technology. But we produce more than we ever have as an industry, so it is still a very good source of good-paying jobs for folks in our community, and it really has been one of the backbones of the community.
Why does Rock of Ages give tours? This is your 90th year giving tours here, and that company has been around for longer. You don't charge a lot. This isn't a huge moneymaker for the organization.
No, it certainly isn't. It's a very teeny tiny fraction of the revenues, of course, that the company brings in. It's really done more for public relations than anything else. The company, we say the founding date dates to 1885, so we'll be 130 years old next year. But the tourism program is 90 years old. As cars and tires and roads improved in America, the average family began to travel as never before. And the author Sinclair Lewis, in a three-part series in the Saturday Evening Post in 1919 and in January of 1920, called the new craze automobumming. And he called them gasoline gypsies. And literally, they would just pack up and they would come. And there was no infrastructure. There were no motels, no diners. They would park in a cornfield. They'd park in town commons. And they really became a nuisance. And here in Barrie, because of the large quarries, it was a natural draw. People wanted to see them. So they came in large numbers to Barrie. But they posed a safety hazard. And so many of the companies walled them out. But Rock of Ages founders were, I think, forward-thinking, deciding, well, we're going to invite them in, tell them about the virtues of our product, and see about using it as public relations and advertising. And in 1924, they actually established their first visitor center called the Retiring Room. It was a section of a large brick building that was primarily for machinists in those days. But this back room had wicker furniture and a ceiling fan, and they served lemonade, and they invited them across the street to a safe fence platform and gave them a tour of the quarry. And we've been continuing that tradition since 1924.
Well, Todd, thank you very much for showing me around. I really appreciate it. And what a fascinating look at the quarry industry and granite industry here in Barrie.
Oh, you're very welcome.